Record. Okay. Recording? Yep. Alright. Audio log number 169. 11:55 PM, October 31st, 2015. Personnel, Dr. Victoria Frankenstein. I will be conducting this critical phase of the experiment alone tonight. My assistant, Boris, was very recently removed from the Lazarus experiment for reasons that I will explain shortly. Hopefully his incompetence will not jeopardize all we have worked for these past 9 years. I do understand that there is not an insignificant amount of risk in conducting this phase of the experiment alone. Should any harm befall me, or in the event of my demise, let this audio log serve as my official statement. I fully, completely, and unconditionally absolve the Mary Shelley Institute of any and all liability regarding the events that are about to transpire, yada, 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 yada. And as Mary Shelley herself wrote, with how many things are we upon the brink of becoming acquainted if cowardice or carelessness do not restrain our inquiries, Okay, let's get started. The subject's current form is an amalgamation of 3 deceased human males. The most suitable aspects from each were fused together to form an ideal specimen. The bones have been reinforced with a lightweight titanium alloy, and the subject's nervous system has been replaced with a state-of-the-art electrical circuit created especially for this project. The heart is mechanical, the ticker, yeah, and has been fitted with a remote control kill switch, because, I mean, come on, you gotta have one, if just in case the subject becomes uncooperative or dangerous. Rawr. The subject's brain is that of a deceased former pornographic actor, Henry Clerval, better known as Peter Peckerwood. That was his professional pseudonym. Despite the protests of several of my peers, I found that Clerval's brain was the most suitable for potential reanimation. The subject stands at 7 feet 9 inches tall, which is kind of considerably taller than the human average. And the subject weighs 422 pounds. Again, considerably more than the human average. The subject's... Okay, so the subject's penis is 37 centimeters, or 14.5 inches long. And it has a circumference of 26 centimeters, or 10.2 inches. This is, again, considerably larger than the human average. Let the record show that the decision to transplant an abnormally large penis was not mine. This was due to the grossly irresponsible actions of former research assistant Boris Karloff, who has since been removed from the project permanently and will no doubt face disciplinary action. Unfortunately, the procedure is not reversible. The vessels of the enormous member are now a critical part of the subject's circulatory system, so there's nothing we can do about it. Despite the monstrously large size of the penis, it does appear healthy. There's no visible blemishes or discoloration. In fact, one might say it's quite appealing, but I digress. At the stroke of midnight, a lightning bolt is expected to strike an improvised antenna that has been fitted to the roof of this facility. As my extensive research shows, this particular lightning strike is the product of several cosmological phenomena, with a reoccurring frequency of only 85 years. So, in other words, this is a once-in-a-lifetime freaking opportunity. So how it works is the energy from the strike contains properties that we hypothesize are ideal for the reanimation of deceased life forms. So once the capacitors are charged, I will engage the switch and deliver a strong current into the body of the subject. Yes. And at this point, I believe we will observe one of two possible results. The subject will either explode horribly, no doubt, scattering pieces of cadaver and shrapnel all over the room, or the subject will spring to life as a sentient being, and this will truly be one of the greatest days in scientific history. It's almost time. Okay, 20 seconds until the lightning strike. Standing by for the energy transfer. Oh, how I waited for this moment to come. All those fools who dare doubt me. Oh, I'll show them all. I mean, 10 seconds until lightning strike. 3, 2, 1. Commencing energy transfer.